Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin T, a.k.a. Big Papa. And welcome to the Back in the Day podcast. The month of March has been set aside to celebrate and honor women. So on this episode, we will be celebrating Women's History Month. And because I'm not a woman, I have a few friends of mine that are going to stop by and talk about their experience of being a woman. And also share with you some women that have made a great impact on them in their lives. And I've also asked the ladies to give me a few of their favorite songs. Other than that, every song that's going to be played is going to be by a female artist because we're celebrating Women's History Month, all right? And we're also going to honor and celebrate two female artists that have recently passed away this year, Roberta Flack and Angie Stone. Let's hop in that additional quarter and let's take a ride to back in the day, celebrating Women's History Month. To kick off the show, we're going to play a song from one of my favorite artists. Here's Jill Scott with Gold. And after that, my friend and fellow podcaster, Terry Richards.
Living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, golden, living. Hello, my name is Terri Ann Williams Richard, also known as Coach Tenacity. I am the creator and host of Tenacity Talks podcast, and I'm here today to celebrate Women's History Month. And the woman I admire most is my mom, Betty Jean Williams. Unfortunately, my mom passed away in December of 2021. However, I am blessed beyond measure to have had her as my mom. My mom had plenty of class, wisdom, style, love, and even a little sass. My mother is the reason I am the woman I am today. And I'm going to share this poem with y'all. It's called She Wears the Hats.
Okay, before we get to Terri's poem, this is one of her favorite songs that she wanted me to play for her. Here's Marvin Gaye with Got to Give It Up. After that, She Wears the Hats. Here on the Back in the Day podcast.
She struts through life with the magnitude of cares and with sometimes what seems like on her shoulders the weight of the world still on her hip on any given Sunday, day, season, or year. She carries a baby boy or baby girl, loving, laughing, living with joy in her heart and a smile on her face. She makes a difference in the lives of children and families. She's all over the place. She wears the hats. You know her. She's your mama, grandmama, great-grandmama, auntie, cousin, sister, niece, daughter, or she's you. Style, grace, mercy, peace, gratitude, and attitude as colorful as the rainbow. Leaders in your ride or die crew. Queen, princess, royalty, God's daughter, ruling, making her home, community, and the world her domain. With her in your corner, you can be assured unconditional love you will gain. She wears the hats. Throughout history, she wears a helmet or beret while fighting for our freedom. Like Harriet Tubman, Angela Davis, Sojourner Truth, Shirley Chisholm, Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris. She wears a fascinator, pillbox, or wide brim at tea time, or on the world stage like Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou. She wears veils, feathers, sequins, whether she's on Broadway, at the Apollo, TV, or on the big screen, like Josephine Baker, Angela Bassett, Ruby Dee, Viola Davis, Hattie McDaniel. She may wear skull caps, head wraps, personal crowns as the blood of royalty runs through her veins. Like the African queen Nzinga, or as she bravely battles sickness and disease, she wears the hats. Look in the mirror, palm it, place it on your head, brim to the front, slight tilt to the side. Say to yourself, I look good. Turn to your sister and say, you look good. Beauty and pride. Living a golden life, wearing many hats, serving in various roles. The world is her stage, even with highs and lows. Masquerade, real life, up close and personal, all ages, across generations. She shines and she glows. She wears the hats. You wear the hats.
Thank you so much, Terry, for that poem. And another song that Terry really likes is Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, here on the Back in the Day podcast, celebrating Women's History Month.
Hey there, this is Renita J, and you are listening to the Back in the Day podcast with your host, Big Papa.
That was Minnie Riperton with Can You Feel What I'm Saying? Can you feel what I'm saying? I think you can. Coming up now, we have my friend Rachel, who's going to speak about being a woman.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and what it means to be a woman to me is the embodiment of pure strength. I think that God has gifted us with not only the gift to nurture, but to carry heavy burdens, but also to know how to create community so that we don't shoulder those burdens alone. Two influential women in my life were both of my mothers. I have a biological mother and an adoptive mother. My biological mother I only had until I was 9, but in those short 9 years, she gave me everything I could have needed to jumpstart my life. And my adoptive mother, her sister, Cynthia, shout out to you. She instilled in me and continues to instill in me every single thing that I need to be a wife, a mom, and most importantly, a follower of Christ. Two of my favorite songs are Oceans by Hillsong, that talks about just walking on the water and believing God. And another song is On My Way to Harlem by Gregory Porter. I love jazz, and that is just my everyday feel-good song.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for your input. And as you requested, here's Ocean by Hillsong, followed by On My Way to Harlem by Gregory Porter. You're on a Back in the Day podcast.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
way to Harlem, Wellington.
Play what's going on, what's going on.
All right, I really like that from Gregory Porter. Here's another throwback from the one and only Anita Baker. You bring me joy. Celebrating Women's History Month here on the Back in the Day podcast.
Hi, my name is Renita James. What being a woman means to me is first and foremost being a woman of God. It means to have perseverance and strength, to be powerful, assertive, capable, and worthy, to empower, encourage, and celebrate other women to thrive, to have compassion for others. Being a woman means to be strong enough to stand up for herself and fight for what she believes in. I am every woman.
That was I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. And before that, you heard my good friend Renita speaking on being a woman. Coming up now, we have a song from Roberta Flack. Now, this song was featured in the movie Waiting to Exhale. Here is It Might Be You.
Watching trains go by. telling you is such an easy thing to do. Cause we're so special. You're so right. We're so good. But you know, it's so strange how you pull back, move away, just when we reach. I'll stop right there. Must I stop doing the things that I love to do for you, with you, so that you can respect me? Say if you love someone, set them free. I believe that. And if I leave you alone, will you come back to me? And if love comes back, it's ours, yours and mine. And if it doesn't, it never was. Yeah. Why should I go through this? If you feel it, can you feel it? Ooh, yeah. Ooh, baby. Can you feel? If you feel it, my babe, make me feel it.
You're listening to the Back in the Day podcast with your host, Big Papa.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. He's misunderstood, yeah. Some say that he's up
to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my black brother,
Miss Angie Stone with Brother. I really love that song. I love how she encouraged brothers to be the best that they can be. Coming up now, I have a very special guest. This is someone that I grew up with back in the neighborhood. One of my oldest childhood friends, Joy Nelson.
Hello, my name is Joy. And what it means to be a woman to me in this day and age is being true to yourself, having strength to endure while also being compassionate for others. I believe the women that I looked up to was the women that surrounded me growing up, from my mother, my aunt, my godmother, but also the women in the neighborhood. When they really said back in the day, it took a village. And I love talking to our elders when I was growing up because they had the knowledge. Our little friends did not, but I always spoke with the elders in my neighborhood or in the block, because those the women that I wanted to be like. I saw them with so much love in their heart for their families and also for the community. And they was just strong women. And I looked up to them for that. So for me, what it means to be a woman is just to have that strength, but also stay true to oneself and have the compassion and love for your family.
Thank you so much, Joy, for your input. And I know you weren't feeling your best when you did this. You said you were just getting over pneumonia. Well, I pray that you're feeling better. But again, thank you. And one of Joy's favorite songs is I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross.
I'm coming out.
Here's another classic throwback from Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. The Closer I Get to You. And after that, No More Rain by Angie Stone. Here on the Back in the Day podcast.
Sunshine.
Okay, we're going to flip the script a little bit here. Still celebrating Women's History Month, but here is Not Tonight, Ladies Night Remix, featuring Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, The Brat, Left Eye, and Angie Martinez, followed by another collaboration after that.
The queen bee. It's ladies night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn sh- alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whips. Pack them Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused and the dopest, like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and topless. I ain't lying, trying to knock me off. Keep trying, all it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're richest. It's the rap, made West, the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Girl that you could be. melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet, I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is you're 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you been? I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too, you need to get with me. Just a pimp toes, every day new clothes. Look at the cut coupon. On three, got the heat so bluffing. Slang it's had deep, because it's more than 20 ducats. Struck it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom's looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounging in her new home, that's about to stay. I'll be your core mail, won't tell. You can get it when you want it, even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly, I can't lie. I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on, don't be frontin' on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you, how can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me, it must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct leading me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my mental starts to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
That was I Wanna Be Down by Brandy, featuring Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo, and MC Light. Okay, we're coming down to the end of the show. We are almost there, but I have one more special guest that dropped by to speak on what it means to be a woman to them. Now, this young lady, I have known all of her life. She's family. Here's my little cousin, LaWanda Cooper, representing West Memphis. Hey.
Hi, my name is LaWanda Cooper. What does being a woman mean to me? The first thing that came to my mind was gratitude. I'm grateful to God for making me not only a woman, but a black woman. It is an honor and a privilege to permeate through life in my high heels as a black queen. When I thought about the word woman, these adjectives came to mind. W, worthy. I'm worthy of everything this world has to offer. O, optimistic. I'm optimistic regardless of the darts that this male-dominated world throws at me. M, mindful. As a woman, I'm mindful of my actions, how I carry myself, who and whose I am. Hey, amazing. I think women are the most amazing creatures on earth. We truly are the mothers of this earth. We carry babies for 9 months. That alone is amazing. And women are needed. I think women are truly the backbone to every entity in this world, and our presence is a force to be reckoned with. Additionally, being a woman to me is being resilient, graceful, dedicated, and faithful. These words are just a few words to describe my mother, Maddie Cooper, the most influential woman in my life. I've observed my mama pray and encourage people my entire life. She taught me practical things like cross your legs when you sit, wear a slip under your dress so no one can see through it, take care of my mind, body, and my spirit. God gave me his best when he blessed me to be under her wing. I've had other influential women, such as my maternal and paternal aunts, and women in my church who still pour into me as an adult. Thus, being a woman is the empowering gift that God gave Adam. In the words of James Brown, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
All right, Coop, thank you so much for your input. And what she said about her mother, Maddie Lou Cooper, my auntie, oh my God, she is one of the women in my life that has and continues to be a great influence in my life. Now, I asked the women to give me a couple of their favorite songs, right? Now, Coop, she gave me, I think it was 5. Now, I'm not going to play all 5 of them. I'm going to pick 2, maybe 3. All right? The first one is by one of her favorite artists. Here is Prince with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
the stars ever fell one by one from the sky. I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Okay, she gave me my double play for today. Here's Prince with Adore.
Thank you. Hey there, this is Erica Dawn of Erica Dawn Voices, and you are listening to the Back in the Day podcast with Big Papa.
Oh, hey. You don't know, babe, when you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are.
Brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something?
That was Best Part by Daniel Caesar featuring her. Okay, we're coming down to the last song of the episode, celebrating Women's History Month. Now, I don't believe things happen by accident. I was searching for music to play for this episode, and I came across this song that I've never heard before. And it really touched my soul. It really touched my spirit. It really moved me. Here's Speechless by Anita Wilson. And after that, I will close out this episode with a tribute to my mother, celebrating Women's History Month.
I can say that you're wonderful, but it doesn't seem good enough. I can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiment of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way
more time, I would go down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart. But clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiments of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way you brighten.
Okay, what can I say about this woman that I haven't already said? My mom was a great woman. Again, she couldn't teach me how to be a man, but she taught me and instilled in me the values of loving people and respecting all people, male and female. Growing up in a single parent home, she played both mom and dad. And I thank God for her being who she was, especially when I was little, when I was younger, hanging outside with my friends. And those streetlights came on, she would stand on their front porch and yell my name. I could hear my mom calling my name from 2 or 3 blocks away. Because she cared so much about my safety, she wanted me to be at home. So, Mom, I love you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about you. I miss you so much. And again, I hope and pray that I am making you proud. I love you, Mommy. I really do. I just want you to know. Well, we've come to the end of another great episode. This is the Back in the Day podcast, and I'm your host, Big Papa. And we are celebrating Women's History Month. Thank you so much to all the women that chimed in on this episode, sharing their thoughts about what it is to be a woman and those women that had a great influence on their lives. So, in closing, as always, love God, love yourself, and spread love, because this world needs love more now than ever before. This is the Back in the Day podcast, and I'm your host, Big Papa. And always remember that back in the day was all that. Peace and hair grease. And I'm out.
I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.